right, we are here with Philene's George Hoffheimer and Hope Scow from University of Arizona. How's it going, guys?
Super.
Good, good. You guys, this is a very impromptu interview. So you guys had a big announcement just like 15 minutes ago. What is it?
Yeah, so the big announcement is that we're kind of changing how we do research at the Institute. And instead of being very broad in the approach that we conduct research, we decided to focus in on five topical areas, and we're calling them centers of excellence. Okay. So the idea is to dive deep into five of these areas that matter a lot to credit unions and consumers over the next 5 to 10 years.
Okay.
And we're going to dive deep into them. So they have to do with operational excellence.
Okay.
Another one's on war for talent.
Okay.
Another one's on organizational innovation and entrepreneurship.
Okay.
Another one is on emerging technologies and the impact on consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final one is, and why we have Hope here, is around consumer decision making, how consumers make decisions around their money, around asset purchases, and all the stuff that matters to credit unions. And the big announcement was that we got funding from CUNY Mutual Group.
Oh, congratulations.
To the tune of about $1 million, 4-year commitment over 4 years to fund this center.
Very nice.
And over the next several years, we'll be funding, hopefully, the other four centers so that we can dive deep into those topics to help credit unions become and remain competitive in the financial services landscape.
That's fantastic. Hope, George touched on it. What's the connection? What's your, from the University of Arizona?
I'm a professor in the marketing department.
Okay.
And I study consumer decision making and consumer engagement.
Okay.
So basically how we get consumers to engage in the marketplace.
Okay.
And so when I've been working with Philene for 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Oh goodness.
Okay.
Oh, I'm getting old every second. For about 4 years, and I am so excited to be able to deepen my engagement to try to help credit unions make their members happier and give them products and services that they love.
Okay. That was kind of my next question, is the big why. Why these five areas? Why this kind of a change in direction? Well, I don't say a change in direction, but it sounds like a more amplified direction.
Well, I think it's a lot like when you subscribe to a magazine that you really like, but then the magazine keeps coming and you haven't read that magazine.
Exactly.
That's kind of like what Philene has been like for the past 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
We tend to overwhelm people with research, and that's good because people can always go back to the library. But as Mark, our CEO, said during the session, is that we all kind of have a touch of the ADD nowadays, and it's hard to pay attention because there's so much information out there. It really has changed. So the idea is to dive deep into these topical areas, and how we arrived at these topical areas is we have a research council made up of CEOs from across the U.S. and Canada. We have academic relationships across the U.S. and Canada, and then just general discussions with our membership to understand what are the issues that really matter. And as a small organization, we realize we can't go broad because if we do that, then we're just kind of getting an inch deep. So we made the strategic decision to go really, really deep and narrow on these topical areas, and these are the ones that kind of bubbled up to the top.
Okay. Next question is, when does all this start?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be going out and visiting with Hope in a couple weeks to finalize what the plan of action looks like for the next 12 to 18 months.
Okay.
But generally what it's going to look like is we're going to have a few, about three research outputs per center, per year. And then we're going to hold a research colloquium, research meeting that's open to all of Philene members on an annual basis at the University of Arizona and then the other centers. So the machine is gonna start cranking soon. But maybe, I don't know, Hope, maybe you can kind of talk about one of the research topics that you recently did with us around collaborative consumption. That was kind of a sneak peek at the kind of stuff that we'll be looking at around consumer decision making.
Let's hear it.
So you did a recent report looking at collaborative consumption and imagining how credit unions can maximize potential by harnessing this.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the key things that was interesting to me is that in the collaborative consumption space, Philene doesn't usually come up and credit unions don't usually come up in this discourse, even though credit unions were founded basically with crowdfunding.
Exactly.
And so this collaborative is part of their mission, and so I think the report kind of highlighted how we might better leverage that.
Okay, okay. So what does this look like down the road, 5 years from now, maybe even 10 years from now? I mean, credit unions are going to be heavily invested in this, obviously, and it's right up, like you said, it's right up their wheelhouse, mm-hmm. basically. What does it look like 5 years down the road?
Yeah, well, you know, some of these topics may continue on for the next 10, 15 years.
Totally,
I would imagine consumer decision-making is one that people are really interested in.
Sure. Yeah,
I would think so.
And, you know, I think the idea is to gain that expertise at the industry level mm-hmm. about these topical areas mm-hmm. because they're just so critical to the future of the industry. Mm-hmm. So what it will look like is we'll establish not just a library, and not just an expertise, but contacts from outside the industry that help us get smarter. Mm-hmm. And you know, hopefully the end result is that you've got happier consumers with their financial lives mm-hmm. and that credit unions can react better to the changes that are about to occur.
It sounds like they're positioning them to be a primary financial resource, mm-hmm. you know, so, and that just really ups the old leadership position, I would think.
Yeah.
And this certainly helps it out, I would think so. So
yeah, absolutely.
Very cool.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Last question here. I mean, you made the big announcement in the other room. What was the reaction? What's the feedback, the initial feedback that you've gotten so far?
People seem very excited.
I would think so.
I think a lot of the credit unions have been trying to tackle with these issues and doing some research on their own and turning to finding for deeper dives. Mm-hmm, and so mm-hmm. this opportunity to dig deep into these five areas, I think, went over really well.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree. I think people like to have a roadmap of where things are going. Mm-hmm. And previously, you know, we said, we're going to do lots of research. And now we say, we're going to do lots of research on these topical areas. So, and I've heard feedback, and we've gotten feedback that these are the right areas to focus in on for the next decade.
So. All right. Sounds like a good plan, guys.
Yeah.
Well done. Congratulations. Sounds
Thank
like
you.
It's going to be a success. And look forward to seeing what's going on down the road.
Great.
So very cool. We'll check in.
Thanks for having us.
All right, guys. George, thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Hope, thank you very much. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Well done.